This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I celebrate Haymarket's fourth birthday with some mini Matthias as we chat about some great stout tap takeovers happening this week. All that and more on this week's episode. What did we do these last 3 weeks, Zoe? What'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? What you think it is?
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Rah, rah, rah.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brett Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
Hey, Nick, did you know it's episode 61?
What?
It was episode 60 last week, and we didn't even, like, mention it. Just, you know, we've been drinking and on a roll here, and these episodes just keep coming out.
The next milestone, we need, like, a celebratory shot of Malort
or something. Okay. Jeez.
Or something.
Yikes. Yeah. All right. Well, what is that going to be, 100? All right. We'll get there.
Yeah, that sounds good.
If you haven't listened to Chicago Beer Pass before, every week Nick and I get together to talk about the events we went to, some of the upcoming events, and this year we add a little news segment at the end. So if you're looking for some beer news or rumors, maybe.
True.
We're here to talk about that.
Gossip mill is a churning away.
What do we got? Who's sleeping with who? And also every week we're drinking some local beer. This week we have Haymarket's Mini Matthias.
Yeah, man. If you've never been to Haymarket, you know, Haymarket is in the Haymarket Square. A lot of their beers are named after things that happen, historical events there. Mm-hmm. Matthias is one of them.
Yeah.
You know, so I guess he was the big 6'5", 300-pound cop that jumped on a bomb, like the first cop to die. And so Matthias, the beer, is the big explosive IPA.
Yeah, and it is a big beer. It's like a 10, 11% beer, and it packs a punch.
It's a fantastic beer. Mm-hmm.
So this is the mini version of it. It's like 4.8%, and it's just kind of a nice citra-hopped IPA.
Citra showcase. Got to slow down and say that.
Yeah. And I picked it up because it was their birthday.
Yeah.
Their fourth birthday on Tuesday, or no, on Monday.
Yeah.
And so they were doing, growler fills, like $10 growler fills, and yeah, all these different beer tappings. So, you know, had to go over to Haymarket to support them and check that out and grab this growler.
Yeah, it's Chicago's big downtown brewery, you know?
And you made it over there too, right? You were there for a little bit?
Yeah, I work not too far from there, maybe 3 blocks. So I went to check it out after work. And it was cool because we go there on Saturdays, you know?
Oh, you're right. You're there all the time. Yeah. So there's nothing like...
If I were... Like, people always ask me, what's my favorite brewery? And I was like, well, you know, I like this one, I like that one. But if I go by the brewery that I go to the most, it's probably Haymarket.
Okay.
Know? But, yeah, so, you know, we got there, and finally a lot of people that I know are actually there as opposed to going there, you know, with 20 strangers like we do on the tour. So that part was really cool on a Monday night. And it was full. The front and the back were full. They were doing live music in the back.
Okay.
And, Jana was passing around birthday cake made from Claire's Thirsty Ale.
Oh, awesome.
That was cool. Balloons everywhere, that kind of thing.
All right.
Yeah. It was nice, man. The coolest part was these growlers because Haymarket, they never fill the stouts on growler.
No, yeah.
Yeah, so you can get Defender, mm-hmm. the American Stout's been sitting in a barrel for 13 months, and you can get a growler of that for $10.
That's crazy, yeah.
Only rule was that it had to be 32-ounce growler.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool. By the time I had the raspberry one, Claire's Thirsty Ale, which is the raspberry barrel-aged one, and the Imperial Defender, by that time I was...
You're pretty good?
Yeah. Okay. I was good to go. I just wanted to come in and say hi to everybody, man, because, you know, I like that spot a lot.
Yeah, I just rolled in real quick at lunch and grabbed a growler, so, you know, I didn't really see anybody there.
Yeah.
But, you know, had to go support them, and, you know, love their beer, and, you know, it's not too far from the office, so it's not too far of a walk, so I can just head over there.
Yeah, and then you made a beer with them at one point, right?
Yeah, that's, you know, over 2 years ago now, so I'm going to be quizzed on that. She'd be like, it's actually 2 years and 6 months, so.
Yeah, got to remember those dates, man.
But, yeah, that was the two Hoppy Hearts, so, you know, maybe someday we'll do it again with them, but maybe not. We'll see.
Yeah.
It was a great beer. But I'm partial to it, right?
It's the best beer they ever made. Yeah.
The greatest. It should have probably won a bunch of awards, gold at GABF.
The fix is in.
Yeah. But yeah, besides the fourth birthday, do you make it to anything else?
I made it to one more event. Okay. I made it to the return of Founders CBS at Timothy O'Toole's.
Oh, okay. That's right.
And this was another really solid event, well-run event.
Okay. I mean, it's kind of kicked off at 3 o'clock, right, or 4 o'clock?
Yeah, it started at 4. Tickets. Yeah, it started at 4. I got there maybe at 5. So when you walk in, you get a ticket. I think they passed out maybe 130 of these tickets. You get a 5-ounce pour of CBS. And the CBS is only $5 for the 5-ounce pour,
okay,
which is cool.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I was talking to the Founders guys, and they were really excited, man. So the Founders guys that were there, he was like the regional guy from Founders. Mm-hmm. Super cool guy. And he said, you know, this came up in their sales meeting like 2 months ago.
Oh, wow.
Right. Like after the barrels had already been purchased and the beer was already made, basically sitting in barrels, then, you know, the top management said, hey, we're rolling out CBS. And they were like freaking out, like, no, what do you mean? Because, you know, they didn't want their accounts fighting over it because they wouldn't have that much of it. And it was draft only, you know.
Oh, okay.
So I guess the way it works is that, you know, they get these maple syrup barrels. And I guess maple syrup barrels are unlike, you know, bourbon barrels. Like, you know, once you use a bourbon barrel, you know, the bourbon distillery, they give it away. They don't use it again.
Yeah.
But you got a maple barrel. These maple producers like to keep it. You know,
oh, okay.
It's more like a scotch kind of thing.
Yeah, you know? I'm sure it can get reused again. All that syrup gets in all the grooves, and so it's pretty secure and, you know, air.
The flavor never fades, that kind of thing. Yeah. So they were saying, like, yeah, it was really hard to get these barrels because, you know, the Michigan producer they go through never wants to give them up.
Oh, okay.
So they lucked out. They got a handful of the barrels, and that's why you're seeing CBS again.
Okay.
So
did we not have it last year?
No.
Okay. When was the last time we had it?
The last time I saw it was probably 4 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like maybe three. 3 years at the most.
Jeez.
Yeah, that was in the bottle release. In fact, it was like the first, when they introduced the whole backstage series, mm-hmm. CBS was the first one or the second one.
So I was going to ask, are we only seeing the draft? Did we talk about this last week? Maybe that it's draft only? Or is it, so there's no bottles this
year? No bottles this time.
Okay.
It's draft only. So just to give you an idea of how scarce it is, he said the entire state of Ohio is only getting 8 kegs of this beer.
Oh, wow.
And there's only their top accounts in Chicago are getting it. And
Timothy O'Toole's was one of them.
Timothy O'Toole's is their number one account. Yo, Timothy O'Toole's is blowing through beer. The guys told me at Timothy O'Toole's.
No, that's
like
a cool spot. Not to underhand.
Was like, yeah, we're the number one local account for Lagunitas. Outside of Goose Island's pubs, they're the number one Goose Island account.
Wow.
Top 5 for Stone, top 5 for New Belgium. Like, they're just blowing through a lot of beer there.
Wow.
You know?
Man, who's working there that's bunch of drunks, right? Bartenders are just drinking beer nonstop.
You know, and then like everybody who comes in town, and you know, and then they got that Northwestern, the medical students. They're all down there. Okay. All the, you know, all the happy hour worker bees that work downtown.
Man,
you know?
I'm not gonna ever go to the doctor and trust a bunch of drunk medical students working on me. Never going under over there.
He's probably got a growler in his office before he comes to visit you. Then he puts his coat on. He comes to say, "Brad, what's the problem?"
Yeah, Jesus.
Like, dude, you smell like arrogant bastard, man.
But how was the CBS?
CBS is great, man. It was nice and boozy and nice and chocolatey.
Do you remember it from 4 years ago at all?
Barely.
Okay.
It's a much more. It's a rounder. Sweeter version of breakfast out.
Okay.
At the end of the day. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Was it packed?
No, it was actually pretty smooth. There was a lot of people there for a Thursday.
Okay.
But it wasn't unusually packed. You know, it was definitely full. Like, in most bars, if it were that full, you would have a problem getting beer in a timely fashion.
Okay.
So they roll out these tickets and then they run around, they pick up the ticket, give you the beer, and then charge you for the beer.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
Yeah, it rolled out pretty smooth.
Nice. Did you have any other offerings that night?
I had the Backwoods Bastard from 2013.
Okay.
I actually should have gotten Big Luscious after I found out what Big Luscious was. It was like a.
What's Big Luscious?
Big Luscious is one of the backstage ones. It's a raspberry. It's a stout with brewed with raspberries.
Oh, would have gone well with your Claire's.
Yeah, I totally missed out on it. I saw the Backwoods Bastard. I really liked that. So that was the first beer I had. And then I had CBS. Then I talked to the Founders guys. Then I got the hell out of there.
Okay.
Yeah. I had to get home, man.
I'm sure, yeah.
But I did want to try it. Oh, and then come to find out, I ran into a few guys from the CBS event. I saw them again at Haymarket.
Okay.
And they told me that after 8 o'clock, CBS went on draft for anybody to have.
Oh, so they didn't even like get rid of the tickets that quickly?
Well, they gave away 130 tickets, but then they still had more left. Like, wow. I don't know how big the keg was. Was it, you know, half, quarter, full, whatever? Mm-hmm. But they were doing 5 ounce pours, and then they limited everyone to one.
Sure. Okay, that makes sense.
Right. So everybody could try it, and then they opened it up. So then you can go back and get a full 10-ounce pour, like a snifter, 10-ounce snifter of it.
Wow, yeah. Okay.
Which was, man, I'm kicking myself when I say it, because it's a really good beer.
Yeah, and you probably won't be able to have it for another 4 years.
Yeah.
Unless you stumble across one of these events we mentioned, right?
Yeah, unless you go to one of these other places where it's probably going to be wilder than it was at O'Toole's.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, fun event. Yeah, I think the Haymarket was the only stop I made this week. Check out anything else?
No, those are the only two I went to.
Well, let's get into this week and what we got on the calendar.
Right on. So I have nothing on Wednesday, the 14th.
Yeah, but a whole bunch of events on Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday's popping.
Yeah, the first thing I have is Lynx Tap Room is turning one. So you've been to Lynx, right? I've been to Lynx.
Yeah, it's right on right in the heart of Wicker Park there, right?
Right by Double Door.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like a... I don't know. It's a beer and sausage place, right?
Is that the beer and sausage place. They love their technology. So if you check in on like Foursquare or something, your profile shows up on the big screen there.
Uh-huh. And they have one of those video beer walls.
Yeah.
So rather than the tap list is all up there, you can kind of see what's left, how much of it's left, the price. You get tweets from people. Like you said, Facebook check-ins, Instagram, hashtags show up.
It's nice. The it's really fun to see the graphic for how much beer is left in the keg, because it's an actual keg with liquid in it, and you get to see the levels on each one. It's kind of fun.
The food there, it's okay.
But yeah, it's sausages, the beer. Yeah.
Yeah. But they're having some very special barley wine tappings that night and some good non-barley wine choices as well. You know, barley wines haven't been my thing in a while. I don't know why. Have you partaked in the barley wining?
I cracked open my only Bourbon County barley wine.
And, well, that doesn't feel like a barley wine to me. Feels more like a stout. That's a stout, right?
Yeah, I see what you mean. Barley wines, they're not really my go-to in the winter.
I think I have had too many barley wines at one point, and they treat you wrong.
Yeah. I mean, because usually they're big and it's sticky and really rich, and they're very decadent, a lot of these barley wines, you know? So, yeah, and that's not really what you want 12 ounces of.
But you can go to Lynx on Thursday and get as many as you want, and I think they're going to have some special beer engines as well, because they have the beer engine. You don't see that at every place.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I think they have like a couple of them. That's cool.
Right on.
Then also Thursday is tapping at Tribes Ale House in Tinley Park.
Okay.
So out in the burbs. It's going to be Firestone Walker Velvet Mocha Merlin. So this is the Velvet Merkin we all love from Firestone Walker, but it's aged with cocoa nibs and Intelligentsia and espresso beans.
Dude, do you know what a Velvet Merkin is?
Yeah, I know what a Merkin is.
Okay.
Oh, this is Merlin.
So it's Merlin. Okay. It's Merlin, okay.
But
okay.
It was Merkin.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, it was. I think it was Merkin. Yeah. Yeah, it tickled me when I found out what that was. So their chance is Merlin.
It definitely did tickle.
So it's Merlin now.
Yeah, it's Merlin. Velvet Mocha Merlin. Sorry.
Okay.
Oh. But that's out in Tinley Park. That's a fan. Velvet Merlin is great. So I'm sure aged with cocoa nibs and Intelligentsia coffee is probably even better.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic.
So if you can make it out there, definitely check out Tribes Ale House. And then you had something at Sedgwick Stop, right?
Yeah, the Sedgwick Stop. It's right off the Purple Line, Sedgwick.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Makes sense.
Yeah, you know, it's like right across the street. Yeah, they're doing all the BCS variants from 2014, and they've even managed to get Backyard Rye from 2013.
Wow.
Yeah, not sure how they're pulling this off, but this sounds fantastic. They did the same thing last year. And it was great, you know. A lot of the Goose Sales guys were there. You know, Brett Porter was there. It was a good time. It's nice and intimate in there, nice and snug in there.
Okay.
Yeah. So you should get there early if you're going to this thing.
Yeah, I've never made it. I never made a stop there.
Yeah, I think that might have been my first time.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a cool little spot. That's a 6:30 start, and I think they're selling those for I want to say $12 for like 10 ounces of it.
Okay. It's just, a little pricey.
I don't think I've ever had the coconut one. Proprietors. I don't think I've had proprietors on draft.
Okay. No.
So I'm curious. So I might show up early.
And just run in and run out kind of thing.
Yeah. Get proprietors and then roll out.
Cool.
Yeah. But yeah, they'll have them all and they'll serve them first come, first serve till they run out.
Cool.
Yeah.
Man, Thursday's a big day. What's up with Thursday this week?
Yeah, man.
Kicking the new year in the right.
Yeah, I think the holidays are over. Mm-hmm. People are just ready to get after it now.
Get back to drinking,
you know.
They thought about, you know, the New Year's resolutions, like, oh, I'm going to work out of the gym and not drink. And it's like,
I'm going to turn over a new leaf.
Thursday's the 15th, halfway through the month. They're like, nope, this did not work out.
They're like, yeah, I'm craving a beer event. Where are they?
Stouts and barley wines. Give them to me. Then what about Friday?
Oh, wait, we got one more.
One more.
No, you're right. Sorry, I'm jumping the gun. Okay. I'm excited, man. I'm excited about this lineup here. All right, yeah, so you're right, Friday. Friday the 16th is the second annual Imperial Stout Tap Takeover at the World of Beer in Evanston.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
World of Beer is that place that has, like, hundreds of beers on draft, right?
Yeah, I don't know if there's one. That might be the closest one to the city. It's probably the Evanston one. I know there's one in Naperville. There's only two I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got 24 Imperial Stouts. This is a 5 p.m. to 2 a.m. event. And then just to give you a quick idea of what they're pouring, Imperial Biscotti Break from Evil Twin.
Oh.
Victory at Sea from, who makes Victory at Sea?
Is it Victory?
No. Huh? Yeah, they're the West Coast brewery. They're really good, too. Ballast Point,
yeah.
Yeah, and then Night Stalker. Goose Night Stalker.
Still got some Night Stalker. Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah.
Which we debunked as the pre-
Yeah.
Bourbon County Stout.
Yeah, we were talking to Mike, and we're like, is it true
that this is Bourbon County before the barrels?
Right. Yeah, and
it's not. It's different. So that's cool, man. I haven't had a Night Stalker in a while. That beer was fantastic.
Yeah.
So, well, great. Friday at the World of Beers.
Yeah.
Then Saturday, another stout event. This is a stout tap takeover at the Beer Bistro.
All the stouts you can handle. So at Beer Bistro North, the only beers they're going to pour all day are our stouts.
Well, jeez, yeah. Okay.
The entire day. That's all you get.
They're not even going to have that. Don't they have that one PBR draft still?
Do they have PBR on draft?
I thought old style on draft. They had like one shit beer.
They're taking that and they're putting a stout on it.
Some old man's gonna be pissed. He's like,
the regulars probably won't be happy with that. But you know, it is what it is, man.
So all day at Beer Bistro.
Yeah, they got 20 stouts. This looks good. BCS Vanilla.
Okay.
It just says vanilla, so it makes me wonder because you know the 2014 vanilla was vanilla rye.
Yeah.
And vanilla is the original vanilla was 2010.
Oh, so you think it's the old vanilla?
I don't know. I think they're just kind of just shorthanding it, but it's probably the latest one.
Trying to trick people.
That'd be awesome if it was the old one. Yeah. I'd go for that. Bell's Double Cream Stout on Nitro.
Okay.
Big Luscious and 17 other beers. And they're known to have like a firkin or two. You know, they got a really good relationship with Bell's. Mm-hmm. Bell's usually makes them a really nice firkin for this event. So,
man, it sounds like a fun event. I'm just like thinking the idea of only stouts all day. And it's a place that also has food, you know, the burgers and, you know, they have a lot of food. Like, do you want a Bourbon County vanilla rye with a, you know, a burger or some fries? I don't know.
You're just going to have to get a rum and Coke or something if you don't want a stout, buddy.
I guess they probably still have, like, cans and bottles, right?
Oh, yeah. You probably can. Because they do, I know they do cans on Wednesdays, so they keep a lot of cans in-house.
Okay.
They do $3 cans every Wednesday.
Oh, that's cool. What are we doing? What are we doing tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow is Wednesday.
Well, that's cool. Anything else over the weekend?
That's it for Saturday.
Okay. And then, so jumping ahead to Tuesday.
Yeah.
Tuesday, January 20th, is the first of six parties celebrating 6 years of Metropolitan Brewing.
Yeah. Metropolitan, man. They're doing it big for their six. This is cool. Like, six parties in six days.
For 6 years. It's the 666 party.
It's the 666 party, man. So this is the first of the six. This is at the Benny's Linkin Park tasting room. Mm-hmm. So this is the Benny's across the street from Goose Island Clybourne. Yeah, which is the flagship Benny's. And they got that tasting room now, which I haven't been to yet.
No, I haven't really checked out the tasting room. So I may go for this event because they're going to have Pines of Darkness, the Black Pilsner on.
Yeah. They got, I know they got a Koval barrel that one of their beers is going into. And
Yeah, because they have six beers going out. I think, I don't know if they're going to have six beers at all the events, but probably it would make the most sense, right? So that's pretty awesome.
I like Metropolitan for kind of what they stand for, as far as like, they're really the only brewery in town that I can think of that really they primarily just make lagers.
Yeah.
You know?
They just make lagers, yeah.
Yeah. Which is, you know, a lot less room for error on lagers, and they take a lot longer to make. Mm-hmm. You know, and they're like, "Well, we're going to make those."
And they make them damn well.
Yeah. Agreed. So, that ought to be good.
So, Tuesday, I haven't looked to see what the rest of the events are for the week after that, but I'm sure we'll talk about them on next week's episode for sure.
We got one more on Tuesday.
Okay.
It's at Lagunitas Tap Room. This is the Strange Brews podcast. They're doing a live version.
We're promoting another podcast.
What are we doing,
here,
man?
Do not listen to that, but go to this event. Do not turn off this podcast to go listen to that. But you know, go drink at Lagunitas.
Yeah, Lagunitas is so they're usually, you know how the tap room at Lagunitas is like 80 feet above the brew
house.
No, because
I can't ever get in when I go there.
Yeah, that's right.
They always do not let me in.
They're like, bro, we're closed.
Private event. Sorry. Are you here for this? No, get out.
Sorry. And then you go back on another day and they're like, oh, yeah, we're closed at 8 o'clock. Sorry.
What? Friday. It's Saturday. What?
Yeah. So this is a $15 ticket. And Randy Mosier and John Barley are going to be on the guest list.
Okay.
So they'll be talking to those guys. And then they'll be talking to a fellow named Paul DeRica. Not sure who he is.
Okay.
But he's going to be there.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That'll be cool.
So there's that.
And was there any special beers or anything? Or was it just kind of the normal lineup? Did they say anything?
No. You know, when you go to Lagunitas, man, you get their beer super fresh. Obviously, they're making it there.
Mm-hmm.
But you kind of get all the beers that they sell in the stores.
Okay.
You know, for now anyway. You know, that probably changes in the future. But now you go and you get, you know, you get brown sugar. You get the IPA
daytime
pills.
Okay.
Yeah. Sucks. Okay. Something. You get all those beers.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Sounds like a fun week. And then, you know, just like last week, we kind of introduced the new section, news.
Yeah.
The new news.
We got new news.
And we got a couple things that we heard about that are happening around the city. First thing is the brewery opening at Tribes Ale House.
Yeah. So apparently, Tribes has two locations. If you haven't been to Tribes, I'd say it's a large scale space, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I would say it's really one of the better bars. Even if it were in the city, it'd be a really good, like, top 10 bar.
Oh, cool.
It's a really good bar. They got two locations. The original one is Mokina. The second one's in Tinley. The Mokina location is going to start a brewery.
Okay.
I don't know if this has been announced yet. But
I think there might have been something out there, but it must be really close now, right?
Yeah, this is a very real thing. Like, it's a go.
Yeah.
This thing is they're going to start a brewery, which is cool. So more fresh local beer for the South Burbs.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, and then probably a lot of it because they're going to sell it at both locations.
Yeah, so that's a lot to brew for somebody. And you know,
yeah, they probably do high volume. I mean, the only, not saying there aren't other really awesome craft-centric bars mm-hmm. in Tinley and in Mokina, but that's probably the biggest in both.
I wonder if they'll later put in a brew house at the Tinley Park location, depending on how the other one goes, just so be like a Goose Island, Clybourne, Wrigley kind of idea where they could brew at both if they need to.
It's a smart concept. I mean, you're going to see it pretty soon here at Cobra. Mm-hmm. Where, you know, you get a bar who, you know, ends up with a really good rapport, really good following. And after a while, they say, hey, you know, I'll continue to buy beer, but, you know, we're going to start making our own beer.
Right. If that ever opens.
Yeah, what's up with that, man?
I don't
want to talk about it.
Oh, Cobra Lounge.
Yeah. So kudos to those guys, man.
Nice. And then also we heard Pipeworks is getting a bunch of new tanks.
Yeah, so Pipeworks, they're in, you know, whatever you call North and Western. It's either Bucktown or Humboldt or something. Anyway, their space on North and Western, they're keeping that space, but they went and bought another space just a couple miles away.
Okay.
It's a much bigger space, like to the tune of like 16,000 square feet.
Damn.
So Pipeworks is going to be, you know, they made this announcement back in July, but now it's actually a go. They got their system. It's a 30-barrel system, and then they're going to have three 90-barrel fermenters. So they're going to go from 1,800 barrels a year to 7,000 barrels a year.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. And in addition to that, they're going to have three year-round beers, Ninja versus Unicorn, Blood of the Unicorn, and Close Encounter.
Okay.
Yeah. And instead of selling the old location, they're going to keep that location and focus on a sour program as well as a bottle shop and a growler fills.
Oh, that would be nice because I've gone by there a few times and it just looks like it's boarded up and like abandoned kind of idea. It's creepy.
It's a very, very off the grid spot. Like if you look up, you know, if you look up Chicago breweries, it'll give you an address for Pipeworks. But if you were just driving by that place, you would not know that it's
what,
a brewery.
Wabanzia and Ashland?
Yeah, there's like no
signage. Wabanzia and Western? Yeah.
Yeah. So that's cool, man. And then they're sharing a patio with Off Color. They're like next door to Off Color.
Yeah.
Which is so cool, man.
That's kind of awesome. They should have, I'm sure they should prank each other, like steal each other's mascots or something.
They're going to be like, man, where's my cat?
Yeah.
They're like, I don't know.
Took it. It's on the, we tied it up and put it on the flagpole or something. Yeah. I don't know.
The cool part about this patio, we've probably been back there before.
Yeah.
So apparently the legend has it that Pipeworks, you know, they did a lot of the rehab work in there themselves. So they went to knock down this wall. So they knocked down the wall and they find this old decommissioned alley. Mm-hmm. So immediately they convert the alley into a beer garden.
On the other
side of that wall is now going to be Pipeworks.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's really neat. Yeah. And then the last bit of news we heard was Haymarket is like tweaking these recipes for their cans and bottles. Like they're close to having these recipes, but we don't know if the brewery's like together yet, right?
Yeah, this is all just hearsay. These are all just rumors. It was rumors floating around through like, you know, people who were just patroning Haymarket, like, you know, just in the crowd having beers. They're saying, hey, I hear Haymarket's gonna start bottling and canning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so this kind of stems from that. So this is kind of along the lines of like, this hasn't been confirmed.
But it's gonna be that Michigan brewery that we mentioned a while ago when Pete brought that up at the, Blackbird?
Yeah, it was at the Blackbird event where they mentioned that, hey, you know, we're going to expand, and we're going to expand from Michigan. So we'll do a production facility in Michigan to complement what we do in the South Loop.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wonder what didn't Angry Birds win an award? Like, I wonder what he's changing to, I guess, up the scale of that beer, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. Probably to, because I guess, you know, I guess kegs and versus bottles versus cans.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Yeah, so probably different.
Interesting, yeah. So I'm excited to see where they end up going and, you know, as we get more info about, you know, when they're opening and the actual location. I'm sure it's still maybe this year.
Maybe, yeah, I mean, nothing's been confirmed. This is all just kind of like, you know, hearsay.
Yeah. If you know anything, let us know. Yeah. You could buy us a beer and, you know, let us tell us all about it.
That ought to be cool, though. I mean, because they've, like, they've been in business for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
They've won at the World Beer Cup twice, and they've won at Great American Beer Fest twice.
Yeah.
For Last Chance, Angry Birds, and Defender.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So, sure, people would love to get their hands on their beer more often.
Yeah, totally.
Well, I think we have one more bit of news, right?
Yeah, we got one more bit of news real quick. Ray Daniels, the founder of Cicerone, the beer certification program, he's going to win a Chicago Tribune Dining Award for 2015.
What's the Dining Award?
A Dining Award, that's funny you should ask. No, they've been doing this for about 8 years, and they give out awards for people who make dining delicious and memorable in Chicago, essentially.
So, like,
right?
Delivery drivers, they bring it over.
The guy that brings me that Pequod's when it's 8 degrees out, man. This is for you, man.
You saved my life.
So I'm looking at this list, man. There's like 14 people, but most of them are like, restaurant owners or chefs.
Okay.
And then you got Ray Daniels, you know, so which is kind of cool because he's a beer dude.
Well, I guess he changed the dining experience at restaurants and bars, right?
Yeah. I'm thinking most people at, you know, high-end restaurants are probably, you know, either training to be or are already Cicerone at this point. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of beer buyers at these restaurants probably are. And it just kind of elevates, you know, the beer appreciation on a whole.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of these restaurants on this list probably have like a really extensive beer list at this point. Cool. You know, because people are demanding it, man. People's tastes are changing. And, yeah, so he's on a list with, like, you know, the guy from Billy Sunday, you know, like the dessert chef at Blackbird, or, you know, the chef at Topola Bamba, that kind of thing. And then there's Ray Daniels on this list. So
then there's Ray Daniels.
And then there's Ray
Daniels. Say it so, like, yeah, and then this guy showed up. I don't know what he's doing here.
But it's... I gotta work on my tone when I deliver the news segment here, man. I'm gonna go back and listen to this and pay more attention. So yeah, so it's cool, man. You know, he's raising the appreciation of beer to an art form.
Okay.
You know, and so there's been the beer server is the lowest certification you can get, like the entry level. 45,000 of those have been issued.
Oh wow.
And then there are 1,500 Cicerones.
Okay.
So.
Nice. Yeah. So when do these awards kick off or happen or?
Oh, that's a good question. Awarded. They were announced. They were announced that this is the list.
Okay.
So they're probably going to do some kind of ceremony.
Okay, cool.
You know? So, yeah, this is the 2015 list.
Okay. We'll have to keep an eye on that and let everyone know the outcome.
Yeah.
But I think that does it for this week's episode of Chicago Beer Pass. Nick, if people want to find out where you're drinking or get in touch, how can they reach out?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosia.
And I'm on Twitter. It's at BRad. And Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter, at Chicago Beer Pass. I'll usually share the show. We share events on there, just any kind of news. If we're going to be late with an episode or something like that, put it out there. And then we have a Facebook page, /Chicago Beer Pass. We post events there. Nick and I share photos of different things we're at. Usually see a lot of pictures of glasses with stouts in them or something like that, or tap lists.
Well, usually a photo, and then it's got a picture of something and a glass next to it.
Yeah, that's what you see. So yeah, if you want to see more of that, you know, like us up on Facebook. And then the website, chicagobeerpass.com. The episodes get posted there. Links to iTunes. You can subscribe, leave a review. Always helpful. And yeah, thanks for listening.
Cheers.